Boys and girls, I want to leave with you the verse 17 in this Psalm 119. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Do you see what David wants to do? He wants to live, that I may live. That's the desire we all should have, to live. And I think it could mean here that David wants long life, that he doesn't want to die young. We shouldn't want to die, boys and girls. We should want to live, that I may live. Now, boys and girls do die young sometimes. It does take place. You maybe have heard of a little boy or a little girl who has died, and it's been very, very sad. And sometimes in the Bible you read of children that die young. You remember in the times of the prophets that there were two she-bears came out of the woods and tore up over 40 little children. Over 40 little children died. They didn't live long. But we should want to live, and we should want to live long. You know, there are some people who don't want to live. You should never get into that state of mind where you don't want to live. There are people who even think about ending their life. And that's sad. That's very sad. And it's also wrong. And people who think like that are not well. They're sick in their mind and they need help. Or maybe the devil has got into their mind. But whatever, they need help. And we should never think like that. And if we ever do think like that, we need to talk to somebody. And we need to ask for help. Because it's not right to not want to live. It's normal that I may live. That's the normal thing that we should desire. That I may have long life. That I may prolong my days. And that's what David wants. He wants to live. But why does he want to live? That I may live and keep thy word. You see, he wants to live to serve God. He wants to live for the glory of God. And that's what we should want to live for. That's what we should want to live long lives for. To serve the Lord the more. And to keep his word and to be his servant. You remember how Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ. It's the purpose of my existence." And Paul wanted a life that was long also, to live for the glory of God. But where does this long life come from? How do we get long life, and how can our days be prolonged? Well, David here is looking to the Lord, isn't he? He says, "Deal bountifully with me, that I may live." You see, only the Lord can give you a long life. Only the Lord can preserve your days. Only the Lord can keep you alive. And the Lord does give general promises. There are areas where the Lord obviously allows his people to die young. But generally, he gives to his people long life. "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Isn't that a wonderful promise? The promise of long life now, here, and heaven afterwards, seeing God's salvation afterwards in glory. It's a wonderful promise to Christians. God is the one who gives us this. He's the one who preserves us, boys and girls. And you should ask the Lord to preserve you, to keep you in your going out and your coming in, to bless you with health and strength as it pleaseth him. But you know, there's something we can also do to prolong our days. And the best thing that we can do is to obey God. To obey the word. Remember how the Bible says, "He that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days." You know, you're not satisfied, you're not content. You're always going places and looking things. That's a sign of a discontent life. And a discontent life brings you into dangers, and it shortens your days. And it can make them very short, actually. Some people have covetous things into the excess of even dangers and shorten their days. We should be content with our lot and with our portion in life that the Lord has given to us. Be satisfied. And being content and satisfied, it will prolong our days. Remember how the Bible says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long." Obeying your mommy and daddy will keep you alive for long. There are many people who disobeyed their parents, and it's been their destruction. Your mommy and daddy look after your life. And if you take their advice and obey them, it will be for your length of days. You'll live long. And as well as that, people who don't honour their parents, the Lord is grieved with them. And sometimes he cuts them off. That's what happened to those children, you remember? Those 40 children who died. They mocked the old man. They didn't honour him. And they were cut off. They were destroyed. So honour your parents and honour the old. It'll prolong your days as well. And then the Bible, keeping the word of God. Length of days is in our hands, it says concerning wisdom. And of course, wisdom in the Holy Scriptures. If we obey the word, it will mean length of days, because the length of days is in our right hand. And so take hold of the Scriptures and obey the word, and it will prolong your life. And I know there are other things we can do. We can exercise and we can eat sensibly. But again, that comes into the Bible, doesn't it? We're meant to work. We're meant to be active. And that keeps us bodily fit as well. And we're not meant to be gluttonous. We're not meant to be eating and drinking things that are not wise to eat and to drink. The Bible guides us in all these things. So if we just obey the Bible and all these things, it will prolong our days. So boys and girls, I know you're young. You're not thinking about death. But you want to live a long life. And here's the advice early in the start. Obey God.